Hello, everybody. Welcome to another Radio Munson. From the campus of Illinois State University. Hey, this could be the start of something big. Yeah, it could. Or crank up that old Bose speaker or a pair of speakers. Maybe it's a quad of speakers for Radio Munson this evening. As we kick things off with the Count Basie Band, circa 1965, when Quincy Jones was arranging and conducting the band, but Bill Basie was still playing that piano. It was Marshall Royal playing that tenor saxophone and Grover Mitchell on alto on a song of Steve Allen. who I think about that time was hosting The Tonight Show, pre-Jack Parr, who was in line pre-Johnny Carson, who was in line pre-Jay Leno with the famed Tonight Show. Yeah, Steve Allen wrote, this could be the start of something big, and I'm thinking maybe it could. So, what's ahead here for the next couple of hours? We're broadcasting tonight from the GLT studios in Normal. I've been in Arizona for the last month or 5 or 6 weeks. Back for a few days now, especially for GLT's Radio Faces tomorrow night. It's going to be a great event at the Doubletree. It's been sold out for a while. There was a waiting list, and those people have been accommodated. And everybody who wants to get in, as far as I know, is getting in to hear the host of On Point, which is heard on NPR stations from coast to coast, including this one. In this case, in Bloomington Normal, from 9 to 11 on GLT weekday mornings. And his name is Tom Ashbrook. He's a local guy, and he's just a great reporter who has turned to NPR talk show host, and a great inquisitor of guests, a courteous answerer of the telephone, and he's going to be here in person tomorrow night, just a few days after the election. What a perfect time for him. But between now and then, we're going to sort of put world events aside here for just a little bit. Going to hear John Pizzarelli in just a couple of minutes, and Peggy Lee tonight, and Charlie Barnett's band, and Frank Sinatra, and Blossom Dearie, and Les Elgart's band, and Sarah Vaughan. Billy May, the band leader, arranger, conductor, was born 100 years ago today in Pittsburgh, PA. So we're going to hear a lot of Billy May stuff tonight. Put your minds at ease. Because have you been following the news here the last few days?
The more I read the papers, the less I comprehend the world and all its capers and how it all will end. Nothing seems to be lasting, but that isn't our affair. We've got something permanent, I mean, in the way we care. It's very clear. Our love is here to stay. Thank you.
That's John Pizzarelli with New York arranger Don Sobeski and a great band. And thanks to brothers George and Ira, the Gershwins, for writing that song. Seems to fit here this evening. Here on Radio Munson on GLT, it's a great world out there. Here's Peggy Lee.
It's a wonderful world. I'm just walking on air. Talk of heaven on earth. I've got more than my share. Haven't got a care. Happy all day through. It's a wonderful world. Loving, wonderful you. It's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful world. I'm just walking on air. Everybody's talking about heaven on. It's a wonderful world. I'm just walking on air. Talk of heaven on earth. I've got more than my share. Haven't got a care. Happy all day through. It's a wonderful world. Loving, wonderful you.
That's Peggy Lee, better known as Norma Eggstrom, back up in Jamesville, up in the Dakotas. And sort of a positive song about the world in which we live. Here we are on Thursday night, the 10th of November, and autumn is just looking marvelous here in central Illinois. Just arrived earlier this week, going to be here for about a week, then head back to the Sonoran Desert. But I'm telling you, this is the timing seems to be perfect to me. A little nip in the air out there, but the colors are showing. I don't think we're going to have as much color as we've had in many other autumns, but still, it's autumn. And there's a lot to be said about that, just that very fact. Here's a big band classic that Charlie Barnett's band did. It's called Cherokee. Thank you. One of the big band phenomena of the early 1940s was alto saxophonist Charlie Barnett soloing with his own band, which was just a great band. A thing called Cherokee, the British bandleader Ray Noble had written it, but the thing that made that a big hit for Charlie Barnett was the arrangement. And a young trumpeter in Charlie Barnett's band named Billy May did that arrangement, and it became the biggest hit ever for the Charlie Barnett band and sort of made a name for Billy May, who was born 100 years ago today in Pittsburgh, PA. He eventually played trumpet and did a little arranging for Glenn Miller's band and then really branched out and backed a lot of the great singers of the 20th century. We're going to sample some of Billy's work tonight. Here's an arrangement he did for a stablemate. Billy was employed by Capitol Records in the early 1950s, and so was Frank Sinatra. Sinatra's career had taken a downturn. He was sort of a lost soul. I think at that moment he was divorced. He was chasing Ava Gardner. And he was waiting for a break, and he did get a break in motion pictures and, became a huge star. But he also got a break as a recording artist. He'd been recording all this stringy stuff, a lot of violins behind him doing ballads after he left Tommy Dorsey's band. And all of a sudden, they decided they were going to try to capitalize on a more hip image of Sinatra, a finger-snapping, cool guy. And Billy May was the guy that did the arranging and conducted the band in 1953 when Sinatra made his comeback.
I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow, got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love. I got a song that I sing, I can make the rain go anytime I move my finger. Lucky me, can't you see I'm in love? Life is a beautiful thing, as long as I hold the string. I'd be a silly so-and-so if I should ever let it go. I got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow, got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love. Life is a beautiful thing, as long as I hold the string. I'd be a silly so-and-so if I should ever let it go. I got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow, got the string around my finger. What a world,
for JLT comes from Westminster Village, serving the Bloomington Normal community for 35 years at 2025 East Lincoln in Bloomington. Westminster Village is dedicated to providing excellence in senior living. On the web at westminstervillageinc.com. This is JLT.
Thank you.
Lass Elgart and his pianoless band of the 1960s. Great rhythm section, but no piano. Included a drummer, which you heard, and a guitarist, and a bass player, and brother Larry Elgart's alto saxophone. Yeah. Mood Indigo, Duke Ellington's song. Here on Radio Munson on GLT Thursday night, the campus of Illinois State University looks gorgeous right now. Here on the 10th of November, here's a gorgeous version of a great song. It's the divine one, Sarah Vaughan.
Look at me. I'm as helpless as a kitten up a tree. And I feel like I'm clinging to a cloud I can't understand. I get misty just holding your hand. Walk my way, and a thousand violins begin to play. Or it might be the sound of your hello, that music I hear. I get misty the moment you're near. You can say that you're leading me on, but it's just what I want you to do. Don't you know? Knowing my right foot from my left, my hat from my glove, I'm too misty and too much in love. I'm just too misty.
They called her, on occasion, the Divine One. Sometimes just sassy, Sarah Vaughan. That was Zoot Sims playing tenor saxophone with Quincy Jones and his orchestra and Quincy's arrangement, Q's arrangement, on Radio Munson on the 100th birthday of Billy May. Billy died in, I think it was 2004, but just left us so much great music, born 100 years ago today. I'd mentioned he arranged Cherokee for Charlie Barnett's band. Then Billy was hired away from Barnett's band by Glenn Miller, put in the trumpet section of the Glenn Miller band, and did some arranging, although Billy always said later on, I really didn't arrange anything worth mentioning for the Glenn Miller Band. I just played trumpet. And he was a good, competent, big band trumpeter. But when Billy got out and formed his own band in the early 1950s, at first, his band sounded just a little bit, maybe a lot like that of Glenn Miller. Here's a recording that Billy May's band, sounding like Miller, did in the early 1950s of the old chestnut called If I Had You. If I Had You, Billy May's own band, sounding very much like his former boss, Glenn Miller. On Radio Munson, that was from the early 1950s. During that decade, Billy hooked on with Capitol Records. All of a sudden, he's doing arrangements for Sinatra, that one we just played, I've Got the World on a String, turned Sinatra's recording career around. And Nat King Cole, we'll hear something from Nat King Cole a little bit later on. Peggy Lee and Bobby Darin and Jerry Southern and Sue Rainey, all singers of the 1950s. Nancy Wilson was another one in the 1950s. Here's something that Billy May did with Ella Fitzgerald in that decade.
Come you sinners, gather. sinners I have found. A land where the weary forever are free. Come, you sinners, and just find. And just get happy. You better chase all your cares away. Sing hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready for the judgment day. The sun is shining, come on, get happy. The Lord is waiting to take your hand. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. We're going to the promised land. We're heading across the river. Wash your sins away in the tide. It's all so peaceful on the other side. Forget your troubles and just get happy. You better chase all your cares away. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready for the judgment day.
Billy May, Bigger Than Life, rollicking, rotund. Well, he wasn't totally rotund, but a big guy with a big belly. he was just a fun guy with a great sense of humor that came into a lot of his arrangements. Here's a little railroad trip that he took with Bobby Darin about the same time, about the same time as that one was recorded with Ella, about 1960.
I'm Alabama bound. There'll be no heebie-jeebies hanging round. Just gave the meanest ticket man on earth all I'm worth to put my tootsies in an upper berth. Just hear that choo-choo sound. It means that pretty soon we'll cover ground. And then I'll holler so the world will know. Here I go. I'm Alabama bound. In an upper berth, just hear that choo-choo sound. I know that pretty soon we'll cover ground. And then I'll holler so the world will know. Here I go. I'm Alabama bound.
Billy Mays, great arrangement for Bobby Darin, circa 1960, a little earlier than that. Here's Stan Kenton's band with an arrangement done by Bill Russo, featuring the trumpet of, or the trombone rather, of Bob Burgess. Harold Arlen's Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Support for GLT comes from Edward Jones financial advisor Linda Kimber, who takes a multi-generational approach to helping families plan for their financial future. Linda assists investors in working toward retiring with comfort, security, and dignity. 408 East College Avenue in Normal, member SIPC. This is 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org.
Tomorrow on Sound Ideas, hear from people who feel marginalized by Donald Trump's victory. They're quickly vowing to be active.
This is what's happening when people like Trump get elected as president and people, you know, like the Republicans take over the House and the Senate because people keep waiting for a change.
Illinois People's Action is holding a downtown rally. You'll hear from representatives and get an update on fighting climate change under a Trump administration. I'm Mike McCurdy. Hear Sound Ideas tomorrow at noon and 6 p.m. on GLT.
Tom Cunningham's band and a song that Basie recorded years ago playing piano with his own band as a head arrangement of a thing called the Basie Boogie. And Russell Wilson does the swinging piano here with Tom Cunningham's Washington, D.C. band here on Radio Munson. I feel myself pretty fortunate to have some of these old tracks and be able to share them with you on Thursday nights on GLT. As Ernie Andrews was saying, I sort of consider myself sort of a lucky so-and-so. Yeah.
As I walk down the street, seems everyone I meet just gives me a friendly hello. I guess I'm just a lucky so-and-so. The birds in all the trees, they seem so neighborly. They sing wherever I go. You know I'm just a lucky so-and-so. You should ask me the amount in my bank account. I would have to confess that I'm slipping. You know that don't worry me. Confidentially, you know I got a dream. I have got a dream that's a pippin. And when the day is through, each night I'll hurry to a place where the love waits, I know. You know I guess I'm just a lucky so-and-so. You know, that don't worry me. Confidentially, I got a dream. Oh, Lord, I got a dream that's a pippin. Yeah. And when the day is through, each night I'll hurry through a place where the love waits. I know. You know.
Ernie Andrews with Jay McCann's Kansas City Band, recorded in Paris in the late 1980s, here on Radio Munson on a gorgeous autumn evening here in central Illinois. Here's Rosemary Clooney with the trombone of Chauncey Welsh.
Why does it seem so inviting? Autumn in New York, it It spells the thrill of first nighting. Glittering crowds and shimmering clouds in canyons of steel.
The trombonist Chauncey Welch with Rosemary Clooney. Lot to be said for autumn in New York. I'm Don Munson. It's Radio Munson here on GLT, broadcasting from the campus studios, Illinois State University campus studios this evening. And glad you're along for the ride. We are acknowledging and celebrating to some extent the 100th anniversary of the birth of Billy May, the great bandleader, arranger, trumpeter. And he was born in Pittsburgh, PA, on November the 10th, 1916. Gave us some great arrangements. His own band, his charts that he did with his own band sort of had, I guess they were known for brisk tempos and sort of intricate brass parts. Used a lot of muted trumpets, and maybe even better known for a saxophone, what do you call that, glissando, widely known as his slurping saxes. Billy May could do the slower tempos. Here's the thing that he arranged for his own band, an old song called I Guess I'll Just Have to Change My Plans. I guess I'll have to change my plans. That was Arthur Schwartz wrote that song. And Billy May arranged it, and that was a very good example of that distinctive sound that his band had. He took his band on the road, but they had all kinds of troubles on the road. I mean, all bands did, I think. But in his case, they, who was it? Somebody got sick, and he basically ended up playing one of the instruments, and got the tour finished of all the dance halls that they were contracted to play in. But then got as fast as he could, got back into the recording studio, because all of the big name singers wanted to record with Billy May's band with Billy's arrangements. Here's a salute to Cole Porter album that Billy May arranged and conducted for Anita O'Day.
It was just one of those things, just one of those crazy flings, one of those bells that now and then rings, just one of those things. It was just one of those nights, just one of those fabulous flights. Trip to the moon on gossamer wings, just one of those things. If we thought a bit of the end of it when we started painting the town, we'd have been aware that our love affair was too hot not to cool down. So goodbye, dear, and amen. Here's the hoping we meet now and then. 'Twas great fun, but it was just one of those things. If we thought a bit about the end of it when we started painting the town, we'd have been aware that our love affair